Hello, my name's Adrian Bell. I'm here with Crystal Long, and we're going to talk to you today about some free tools for Microsoft Access.
Hello, and thank you very much for joining us. We'll go through these fairly quickly. The first tool that we will discuss, that's right, wrong screen. This is Adrian's slide. Both of us, you can download the presentation deck that we will be showing you. There's several links in here, so you can go out and get these free tools that we're talking about. We both, The first tool we're going to discuss is the contact template. Everybody has contacts. You can go download this tool. It's completely free. And there are a couple videos to explain how to use it. Getting mixed up here. The first thing, everybody has contact information. What is that? Names, addresses, phone numbers, websites, emails. Like for instance, if you have an address and you click on the Bing Map button, it'll actually pull a map up. And this is all developed in Microsoft Access. And if you put websites in there and you double click on a link, it'll go take you to that link. You can also put personal information in here. Like for instance, I know Adrian's birthday, but I don't know what year he was born, so therefore birthday is collected. Birthday is collected in three different pieces of information. So you can enter just what you know. And sure. Yes, thank you for telling me that, Adrian. I'll be sure to update my database.
Best not.
Another Where thing you can do is you can keep track of contacts for companies. So for instance, companies and people, they're both the same thing. They're a contact. So you can associate people with people, and people meaning a company or an individual person. So over here on the right hand side, we see a list of contacts for a company, and we can use this as a jump list. So we can actually go to these records. Another thing that contact database has is the ability to create any kind of lists. Let's say you have are a member of an organization. Like for instance, I'm an MVP, so I might want to keep track of people that are also MVPs, or I belong to the Scouts, or I help with the Scouts, or I have a list of people that I want to send Christmas cards to. So I can create lists of any kind.
Christmas cards,
correct. That's right, or just any kind of card. You can create any kind of list, assign these people to the lists, and I can also use these lists to filter information. Also add notes to just about any record in the system and correlate all those records back to a particular contact. And the reports, I have a lot of criteria. I can slice and dice, so I can print the contacts report, but I can filter it, for instance, for just all my friends, people that I've tagged as my friends.
Well, one of the things that Access is brilliant at, for those watching this who haven't got a lot of experiences in Access, is working with data in all sorts of different ways, slicing, dicing, filtering.
That's right.
Displaying, linking things together. Access is brilliant for that. A lot of people use Excel, and Excel's a great tool, but with Access you can do it with much more. You've got so much flexibility of what you can do with data. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut in.
No, you're fine, you're fine. And the contact template, I just want you to realize, is completely free. So especially if you haven't used Access and you want a way to start using it, you can go download this contact template, and now it does come loaded with a lot of sample data so that you can try out what we show you in the video. But then you can delete the sample data. There's another back end you can replace it with that's empty.
I'm gonna cut in again. Everything we're showing you here today is free. There's stuff out there you can go, and there's great stuff out there as well that you can pay for. What we're keeping our discussion to today is free stuff that is out there and available for you.
Yeah, and thanks for clarifying that, because we want you to learn. Mm.
Sorry.
Another thing you can use the contact template for is keeping track of projects. Like, for instance, some friends of mine got married, and there were lots of things that we needed to do for their wedding. So keeping track of what to do and what kind of time we're spending on it. Of course, you can also use it to keep track of business projects. And also in the contact template are the video tutorials aren't actually in here, but there is a tab that you can click on, and it'll link you to the video tutorials that are posted on YouTube.
We both have YouTube channels.
That's right, yes.
I've got one with a couple on, she's got one with loads of notes.
And but you'll be putting up some more. Adrian does a lot of articles on Bytes, and he'll talk about some of those in just a little bit as well. And also in the contact template, there's a number of ways you can find your contacts. And there's also a way that you can separate it in. Well, it is a front end and back end. And for those of you that are new to Access, that just means that it's able to be multi-user. And so there's a user management system in here as well. And the
back end means that the data is stored in a separate database from the one that you're actually running.
That's right. So that the data can be shared, and the front end then has your interface. Yeah. Now, the contact management system has a pop-up calendar that you all can download as well. Now, remember, this presentation that we're showing you is going to be available, so just click on the link to download it, and you'll have all these links yourself. And I'm going to pass it back over to you now, Adrian, to talk about your tools.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll just go briefly through this login code and property references tool I have. This is something I'm going to switch to
Alt-Tab,
that's the one. Excuse my clumsiness. I'm going to switch to an example of this program running.
Put it on you. Now I'm going to put it back here.
But it's not showing what's on here. It's only showing the presentation. Okay, we can't show you that now. But I'll describe it as well as I can. I do a lot of Access work, obviously. Much of what I do is taking work that other people have already started and working on it and tidying it up and fixing it some. And I've often found difficulty with putting all the bits together, because it can be, you know, the links in Access, you have links all over the place, objects linked to other objects called bits of code, all run certain different queried Fs in the SQL, etc. Now, it can be very difficult to know which things are actually used by which other things. And if I want to make a change to something, and I want to know that where I'm running it, it's fine, but somewhere else, it's not going to muck up something else. I want to be able to know what I can do safely in there. So I've developed this tool. It's fairly straightforward to use. You plug it in, put a database, name a database, it'll go off and trundle away and pick up all the information from that database. It picks up SQL, all the type of code, VBA, SQL, macro code. It will also pick up a bunch of references and properties from various objects, from forms and reports down through sections, controls on those sections, and the properties within those controls. Now excuse me. At the moment, the way I have it configured, I've listed a bunch of properties, but that's stored in a table. You can add more if you want. There are certain things that I wasn't too interested when I was running it and developing it, but you can add them very easily. It's just simple property a simple table. Excuse me. So if you have any particular wishes that you need to do, you can make changes very easily.
So, for instance, if I wanted to find out maybe where are all the places I'm using an input mask, would I be able to use your tool to do that?
Yeah, lots of people want to get rid of input masks from databases that have been developed by other people. That's a perfectly good use case scenario. You would make sure that the input mask property was added into the table, and you'd run the data grab, and then I can't show you, unfortunately, the screen with it running, but you would have a bit like a table. You'd see a table view, a data view of all the stuff it's logged, and you could just filter by input mask. And you could filter by those which had an input mask set, so you might have properties, might have objects with a an input mask but with nothing in it. So you could filter by ones which are not null and input masks, and that would find all the references where people, where someone is using an input mask, or the database, I should say, is using an input mask for data in your system, and then cut it out.
Okay, great. I mean, analyzing information that you've got in your database is really important, and being able to document it.
Well, indeed, and that's there is an article, as you were alluding to, over an article on Bytes where I do a lot of my work, which links to a wonderful tool, a lovely free tool that was originated by Crystal. some more of us have done some work on it, but it's mainly Crystal's project. She should take most of the plaudits for it. It's her idea, and it's. I'm going to pass you over now to Crystal to explain a bit more about that.
Okay, thanks. Yes, Adrian wrote an article about the free analyzer or Microsoft analyzer for Microsoft Access that you can download on CodePlex. So CodePlex is Microsoft sharing site, and in just a minute I'll put the link up for you to grab it, and then don't forget you have this PowerPoint presentation and you can grab the links. I'll just show you a couple of the things that it does for you. Here's the screen where you can download it, and this is updated by myself as well as many others. There are several people that have contributed to this project, and Adrian included, and we'll tell you about one of the things that he added in just a minute specifically, because it was a key to really making this work right. And so this is the report menu, and there's too many reports to actually show on the screen. They're categorized. One of the most important reports you'd be able to want to get is a list of tables. Now, because this is giving you also the source code, you have not only these reports, but you also can get to the tables that this data is being pulled from. Oh, thank you. So here we also have here's the name of the table. And then if there is an auto number field in the table, you'll be able to see the name of it. You can also see the number of records and the number of fields in the table. And another really important thing, a lot of people make their records too wide. Now, this database doesn't have an issue with that. But if the record was too wide, then the record width would be in red. So in addition to the table information, you can also get extended information about the data that's in the table. What is the name of the field? Does that field have a description? What is the data type of that information? How long, if it's a text field, how long is the field defined to be? Like in this case, this field is defined to be 50. Much longer than I've ever used. I mean, it's set up to be 50, but 2 characters is the most I've ever used. So there's really some room for optimization here. So this can help you optimize your information in your database. Then additionally, we can also see some statistics about how many values are filled out and how many values are unique. And what are some of the examples of those values? So over there on the right, what's the minimum value, the maximum value, the top value? The numbers in parentheses are actually counting your values. And this is a list of all the fields in your database in alphabetical order and what tables those fields are in. This is a list of the indexes. Access makes indexes much like you'd have an index in the back of a book to help you find something. Access makes indexes to help find information faster. Not all of these indexes are visible. We also have hidden indexes, so this shows you that as well. And like Adrian's tool where he documents forms and reports, this does that as well. And here, this is a list of the controls and certain form properties. Then we also have key fields that we can print a list of, all the primary keys and all the foreign keys. In Access, a primary key is a unique value on each record, and a foreign key then is that corresponding key value in a related table to come back to the primary key in a main table.
So if you would go back to your contact database earlier, and yes, when I need to see things up close, I need that. Going back to your contact database earlier, you would have a person, various notes, and that person would have a primary ID related to them, and all of these notes would have foreign keys which are the same as that primary ID.
Exactly.
And that shows that those notes are associated with that person.
Right.
That's
right. Right. And thank you for saying that, because we know some of you watching this are just access whizzes, and some of you are going to be, because now after watching this,
well,
you're going to be like, oh, we want access. Well, access is an amazing product, and we want you to start learning it. We want to help get you on the road to doing that. Another report is sometimes you build something or somebody else builds something, and then somebody makes a change, and we don't know where an error is being propagated from. So we can actually look in a row source or look in a control source, and we can find some of these errors. Now, one of the keys to making this analyzer work right was something that Adrian contributed, which is the ability to bypass startup code when you open something else. And I'm going to let him talk to you about that for a minute, because he's also got that posted, and you can go get it too.
Thank you, Crystal, particularly for explaining that in a way that I keep trying to explain to people what open bypass does without getting technical, and I can't do it. Anyway, on our right arrow key, we'll do that. There we go. Yes, I've got an article on Bytes. There's
video.
A video. There's a yes, indeed, quite right. There's a video on my YouTube channel which explains how to use the startup code, how it works, with obviously with links to a download, so you can get the code that I've done for you. That, as with everything here, I'll say it again, it's free to use, free to download, and use however you like. Okay, the next. That's the one I wanted. Previous one? That one. That's some of the code of that, but thank you. That's some of the code, but on the link video will give you all of that and all the rest of it. So
in the video, you actually explain to the people how to put this into their project, and you give them the code that they can modify then to. Your video does do that. I know, because I saw it and I learned, and that's how I was able to get it into the analyzer.
But it's only a bit of explaining how to use the code, because the code, that's so easy. You just shove it in and call it, and that's very straightforward.
That's right.
But I go through and explain some of the why the code works.
Right.
For anyone a bit more
advanced.
Yeah,
so for you geeky people that actually want to understand what this code is doing, he explains that. But for those of you that just want to use it, then that's very easy. So I think we'll skip this one. The next thing that we want to tell you about is that we both have YouTube channels. So we have more videos than what we've been able to cover right here, right now. Adrian has a channel, I have a channel, and also I want to point out Go Skills. I've just finished, it's taken me several months, but I just built 40 lessons on building an access database that I think that would be very beneficial.
If you're at all interested in starting with access, or you've been doing access and you want some more help, go and check that out. Some of them are free. The first three are free.
Three of them are free. Yes.
Free? Why would you have three that are free? But the first three
they rhyme.
Are free, and that's a wonderful resource for getting you into it.
And of course, Channel 9 has a lot of videos, and some of them are on access. More of them will be on access now.
After
there
this
was
an
MVP virtual conference back in May, and guess what? Yes, it was a 2-day conference, and we have. I was part of that presentation along with Julian Kirkness and Brent Spaulding,
and may I say, it became the most viewed of the presentations from that session.
Yes,
so
yes. And access is, really, really, a lot of people like access, and we're happy about that, really happy about that.
Oh, yes.
So then we have downloads. I have downloads in three main places: msaccessgurus.com, rogersaccesslibrary.com, accessmvp.com. And Adrian is
and
going
I have bites.
To yes, Adrian's going to talk to you for a quick minute about bites, because one of the things when you're learning Access, when you already use it, one of the things that's really, really important is how do you get help? I mean, it's one thing to read articles, to look stuff up, but you want help from a real person, like from a geek. And so, Adrian, geeky Adrian.
Yes, geeky. Thank you, Crystal. Yes, I would say that. The help in Access at the moment is possibly not the best it's ever been, but that's getting better. But better than any of that is the fact that there are forum sites, living, breathing forum sites out there. I do Bites a lot, but there are various experts in all sorts of other different places, other forums. Microsoft have their own set of forums. There's nearly always someone who's going to get back to you. If you please spend time thinking about your question and formatting it clearly so that people can understand what you want help with. But there are people out there literally who are just waiting for people to ask for help so that they can help, because we sort of love it. It's, you know, we like doing what we do. And we spend our spare time a lot just going there and chatting with people about Access and helping them with their problems.
We do. We love. We love to solve everybody else's problem. And there's nothing else more fun to do on a Friday night or a Saturday night than
Access.
Yes, than Access, of course, then answer questions about Access. So we want you to start using Access. We want you to get help with Access. We want you to go download some of these free tools that we've talked to you about and start to use it and go out there and just be amazing. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you online.